Welcome to the Sparks training call for August 13, 2012. Tonight we're going to talk about how to use the Preferred Customer Program to earn more commissions. And this is going to be an excellent program for people that are looking to add more customers to their AMSOIL business, and the Preferred Customer Program is one of the easiest to use and one of the best cost-benefit ratios there is, because it really didn't cost you anything. So first off, we're going to talk a little bit about an event that I went to this past weekend. Maybe one of our future shows we're going to talk about doing personal development, going to training classes, things like AMSOIL University, and other types of training held by AMSOIL Incorporated and so forth. But they're out there. There is a plethora of people that do training on our type of business, which is sales, direct sales, and network marketing or multi-level marketing or whatever, what have you, the type of business that we're in. And there's plenty of trainers out there, and if you seek for the knowledge, you will find it. And there's some very good ones that have built a lot of materials for people to use, DVDs, and audio cassette tapes and books out there. You can just fill up a library full of information to help you get better at your craft, at your business. Some people go to university, and a lot of our trainers that I've listened to, they call it automobile university. You know, you put your cassette tape in your car or listen on an iPod now, and you can just educate yourself. But this weekend here was what we went to. We went to Minneapolis, Minnesota, for a the website is networkmarketingpro.com, and the guy's name is Eric Warre, and he put on a Insanity Boot Camp, the Magic of the 90-Day Game Plan. And we heard Eric speak back in January at a different conference, and he talked about this 90-Day Game Plan, and he talked about equated to an airplane taking off. You know, an airplane cannot get off the ground if they're not at full throttle. And then they climb up through the clouds, and then they kind of level off. They don't shut the engines off or they would come back down, but they just kind of level off. So he talked about using this 90-day game plan to really kickstart your business or take your business to the next level. Alicia and I are really serious about taking our business to the next level. A lot of people at this boot camp, we were telling them, you know, we're full-time in AMSOIL. You know, we've really worked hard and built a business, but we want to go big time. That's what we're working for, and that's what we're looking to do. And spending this weekend, and we spent a significant amount of money to go to this thing as well, but it will pay itself off if we take those tools that we learned at this boot camp. It was an awesome experience, one of the neatest things was being able to network with people in our profession, which is direct sales and multi-level marketing. I was able to network with people in every kind of imaginable business you can think of. I didn't even know there were businesses that you could sell energy to, I guess, people, sign people up for energy. I didn't understand it myself, but I met all kinds, and I probably met more millionaires this weekend than I've probably ever met in my life. There was people there that have built some significant leveraged businesses, and they were there to, of course, learn how to do it even better. So going to something like that, you're going to hear more about this in the future. I'm going to take what I learned and develop our own 90-day game plan, and that will be announced in the future. It's just in the beginning stages, and it's going to be a process for us to go through before we get an actual date and everything like that done. So the networking with other professionals in our industry, it's just like going to AMSOIL University and talking to other AMSOIL dealers that have been successful or being successful and everything. They just give you so many ideas on what to do and what's been done in the past to be successful. And I recommend seeking these types of programs out, whether it's just audio cassettes or or finding the videos. If you go to networkmarketingpro.com, Eric Warre has all kinds of free videos to watch and to just help motivate you and educate you and everything like that. Well, let's get to work on this PC program, the Preferred Customer Program. It was developed back in 2000. I had just become an AMSOIL dealer when the Preferred Customer Program came out. Before that, the only way to get AMSOIL at wholesale price, you could become if you qualify for a commercial or retail customer, you could register to get it that way, the only other way was to become an AMSOIL dealer. And you wanted to get somebody registered and say, well, you want to get the best price, you become an AMSOIL dealer. Well, that turns a lot of people off. They might just want to get the product. They might want to use the product. You know, I don't want to be a dealer. I don't want to sell this stuff, you know, or what have you. And so AMSOIL developed the Preferred Customer Program. It was easy to register for it. It was easy to understand. And it was just a great way to add customers to your business. So it's easy to register a preferred customer. You know, you got a preferred customer form, which is the actual G18C AMSOIL dealer application, but there's a little spot on there for preferred customer. You tell them this is the form to get you registered. You can also register a preferred customer on the AMSOIL order line. So you can do this over the phone, where in the past you couldn't register a preferred customer, only a dealer, and you had to send in the form. So now you can call it in. If it's during telephone ordering times, you could be standing there with a customer and say, well, let's get you registered as a preferred customer, and you can place an order at the same exact time. So you just call in the number, the guy gives his credit card, and he's registered. So that's another way to do it. And then the third way is online. You can log in to your AMSOIL dealer zone. There's a spot on there. If you find it, it's under registrations. And then you'll click on preferred customer registrations, and you can register them as a preferred customer online. Now, all three of those work. They all work great. And when a preferred customer is registered, they get their own customer number or ZO number, what have you. So they can go online and place their orders. They get their own login. They get to use the AMSOIL My Garage. And then they also get the AMSOIL, not the dealer magazine, it's the AMSOIL magazine, so for preferred customers. So we used to have the Action News, but now it's called the AMSOIL magazine. And then there's a dealer version and a preferred customer version. And some of the recognition stuff is taken out of the preferred customer version, and some of the articles are a little bit different in that as well. The preferred customer program is easy to explain to a customer. You just tell them, you know, you want to get the best price? Would you like to buy wholesale? Well, of course I want to buy wholesale. And then you say, well, we've got this preferred customer program. It works a lot like a buyer's club or like Sam's Club. I always say it works like Sam's Club. You know, you pay $20 a year and you get all the products at dealer cost. It's the best way to get products. There's no other way to get it less expensive than that. And unless you would like to become a dealer, then you get a rebate or a commission on your products and so forth. So it's really easy to explain. One of the benefits for a dealer to register a preferred customer is the potential to upgrade them to dealers in the future. This is a pretty powerful thing if you work it right. You just stay in touch with your preferred customers and you thank them for their business. Never know when their situation might change, but you give a little bit of enticement, you know, say, hey, we're looking for dealers in all areas. Do you know anybody interested in earning some extra income as an AMSOIL dealer? And they could upgrade. So that's the beauty of the potential for getting them as future dealers in the future. It's also a great way to add volume to your own personal business, and therefore you're adding commission credits, which is going to help increase the percentage that you earn on your own activities. So if you're only relying on your own personal orders for volume, or if you're working with a lot of commercial retail accounts, you're getting a great cash commission. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. Well, this is going to add volume to your business, which the volume If you look in the compensation plan, we're paid on products that go through our business, and the volume of products, we get paid a percentage of that. The higher the volume, the higher the percentage. So you can add volume to your business, which is going to increase the amount of commissions that you earn. Another advantage is preferred customers are loyal customers. They're very loyal. I've had some. I was pulled up tonight here before I made the call. I got the Amsoil in the dealer zone. There's a personal sponsored list that you can go, and it will list all your customers that you have currently. I went through that real quick and pulled up a couple customers that are preferred customers. I've had some since 2006. I've had one since 3/22 of 2001. So this guy was registered preferred customer the third month that I was an Amsoil dealer, and today he is still a preferred customer. That's some customer loyalty there. They just keep renewing. I have another one here registered of August of 2001, July of 2001. Let's see here, 2003. They're preferred customer since 2003, and so forth and so on. I've got many more that just hang with you because they know they're getting the best price, and they'll make their orders maybe yearly, or they may make a lot of orders monthly. You just don't know whatever the products are using. So that's another advantage, that they're loyal customers. Another advantage, a lot of people don't know, that if you place a preferred customer order, you would get them registered as opposed to a catalog order. I'm going to give this reference here. If a person orders from the catalog, let's say, you don't actually get paid on that till the second month after they place the order. Whereas a preferred customer, you get paid on the next month's business. So if they order on the 30, if you need another 50 commission credits to take you up to the next level and what have you, you can get a preferred customer to order on the last day of the month, and those 50 commission credits will count on that their month's business, so you'll get that in the next check. So that's another thing. You can get them registered, get the order placed, and those commission credits will count. Whereas a catalog customer, there's an additional 30 days in there because they've got a thing, I guess a customer can send back the products or something like that. I'm not really sure. But the other advantage for the preferred customer program is potential referrals if you work it right. So let's say you have a preferred customer in your local area and they place an order. And, you know, you might want to send them a thank you card in the mail. You might want to say, hey, if you've got any friends or relatives or family or anyone you know that might be interested in using Amsoil product, put two business cards in the mail with it and say, I'd love to have a referral. And you can do that. Another way is pay for referrals. Anybody that sends me a customer that buys products, I give you a little gift, a little, it could be anything from a $10 gift card, or you could get send them a hat or some, you know, say I'll give you, maybe some product, a bottle of PI or something, you know, if it's local. If it's not local, it'd be a little difficult to send product, but that's another way to entice somebody to send you a referral if that person orders, and then, you know, you'll be building your business that way. So it's another way to do that. You can also use the preferred customer to register a dealer. Let's say you're somewhere and you're talking to somebody about becoming an Amsoil dealer, and you don't have a form with you that they can sign, and you're just out. You might be at a car show or something like that. Say, well, we can register as a preferred customer and send you a dealer upgrade form. And that works real easy. You just take their information. You can, if it's during business hours, you can call Amsoil. But what that does is lock it. Number one, it locks you in as your customer. And then when they get the dealer upgrade form, then they can fill that out and send it to Amsoil, and they're a full-fledged dealer. And then the third thing is they can also place an order directly at the same time as the preferred customer, and then they will get that on their business. So I tell them if it's close to the end of the month, it's you have to watch it. But if it's like the beginning of the month and then they upgrade to the preferred customer, it only takes a few days using the dealer upgrade form, which is a G18US. You can look that up in the forms. They upgrade, and then they'll get credit for that product that they ordered themselves for their, for themselves. So that's another advantage for them on that. So I actually got a email from David Bell, and he talked about that here a couple days ago. You know, using this approach, register a, you know, a person or a business. You can register a business as a preferred customer if they express interest in becoming an actual dealer. You could register them as a PC instead of a commercial retail account. You know, you just have to use your own best judgment. You know, if they say, well, yeah, I'm really interested in being a dealer, you know, even though they do qualify for a commercial retail account, you register them as a PC and then upgrade them. You just have to kind of play that one by ear. If they're just going to buy the products and, you know, there might be better advantages for them to be a commercial or retail account, the biggest advantage to be a dealer is that they could build an AMSOIL business alongside of their current business that they're running. We've got some dealers in our team that are doing that. You know, one guy in our group has a car repair business. He does a car repair, and he adds customers to his business. He's got some several dealers sponsored, and so he's doing that alongside. He fully qualifies for retail on the shelf, but he gets a better deal because he orders such amounts of AMSOIL that he gets a decent rebate check, as well as his organization is growing. And then some of his customers he registers as preferred customers too. So that's another thing there too. So one of the things I did when I was working my way towards direct jobbers, I really tried hard to get one customer a day for 30 days, and I tried to get 100 commission credits a day. So one of the ways to do that, if you registered a preferred customer every day and got them to place an order of 100 commission credits, 30 customers times 100 commission credits would be 3,000 commission credits. That would qualify you to become a direct jobber. So using the preferred customer program is an excellent way to help you qualify to become a direct jobber, and it's one of the ways that I did. I really pushed hard when I was on that last month for a direct jobber of registering preferred customers, because I know I'd get the max commission credits on those guys and be able to get myself propelled up to that next level. So that's another thing there. So I get some questions on that. Sometimes dealers ask, well, should I offer them the $10 or $20 or which one should I offer program? And I offer both. I play it as, you know, it's $20 a year, and that's for the entire year. You get all the products, dealer costs, plus you get the dealer magazine, or $10 for 6 months. And then they'll send you an upgrade, a renewal statement in the mail, and then you can renew, and then it's $20 a year thereafter. So that's one thing there, and I'm pretty sure to give discounts on multi-year orders for preferred customers. So I've seen some dealers that have renewed for 5 and 10 years, and that's pretty amazing when you get a guy. That's a committed customer when he renews for 5 years as a preferred customer. So that's another advantage there. Just offer both. Say $20 a year, and you know, if you just want to register for 6 months, $10, and then you can renew for $20 a year after that. Another thing, too, I use at trade shows, you know, you want to buy a wholesale, and say, yeah, I want to get the best price. Well, just give me $10 and get you registered right now. And they usually will flip $10 out of their billfold. You know, $10 is easy to come off of because, you know, a lot of people have that on there, and you don't even have to take their credit card or anything like that. You just take their $10, have them fill out the information. You can either use a G18 C form, or if you know exactly everything on there, their name, their telephone number, their email address, their address, that's really all you need. And you can call that in on the next business day or go home on your computer and register them on the spot with their computer. They gave you the $10, and then you'll use your own credit card, debit card with that. So some dealers have asked me, should I offer this for free? Should I offer the preferred customer program for free? And there's some advantages and some disadvantages to that. In the past, I had tried that, and I found I was giving lots of preferred customer programs away for free and getting very little orders. People would, you know, I'd give them the $10 deal, and you know, I thought of it as an advertising. they're going to get the dealer magazine for 6 months. They're going to, you know, that's going to entice them to maybe want to place a purchase or so forth. And I just didn't feel like I was getting the best value for that. It may be different in your situation. I don't steer against it, and I don't recommend it. It's all up to you, the individual. What I do is if I do have a couple promotions, I have a military discount that I promote out there and tell them, well, if you're military, I'll give you the preferred customer as my military discount, and you get that has to be placed with an order. So they have to call me with the order, give me their credit card number. I call in, and it's kind of a long way of doing it, but then I am sure to get that they ordered. And I don't know if you know, but the preferred customers get if a preferred customer orders 50 commission credits or more, you get a $10 bonus as their sponsoring dealer. So anybody orders over 50, it's about $75 to $100 worth of product, you're going to get a $10 bonus at the end of the month. So offering that, you didn't really lose any money as long as they placed an order. So that's an advantage there. And then, again, they get the dealer magazine, or not the dealer magazine, the AMSOIL magazine, the preferred customer edition, for that 6 months. So it's another form of advertising. And really, if you were going to send a prospect or a customer something every month for 6 months, so let's say an AMSOIL brochure, a business card, and by the time you pay the postage and buy the stuff and take the time to do it, you're going to have a whole lot more than $10 locked up into that individual customer. So it's up to you if you want to offer it as a program. It didn't work for me. I'd like to have them place an order, but it may work different for you. I know some dealers and other organizations actually give it away for free, and they do hundreds and hundreds of those, and you know, must pay back for it. So it's like I said, it's up to you to do that. So does anybody have any questions? We're at 25 after here. I'd like to answer anything that anybody has on the preferred customer program. Be glad to help out and answer those questions now. No questions tonight. Come on.
I got a question.
Okay. I knew you did. Who is this?
This is Chuck.
Chuck, okay. Go, Chuck.
Here's a question for you. So from what you're saying with the preferred customers, with maybe giving them, you know, just give them the $10 and signing them up, what do you feel about is if you were, let's say you're selling a case of wood, it's $100 is $100 is wholesale cost. So if you're telling them it's at retail it's $120. So if they give you the $120, just take the $10 and just automatically register them. So instead of making $20 retail day of, just make, you know, $5 or $10 retail and use the other $10 and just sign them up at that point. And then, like you said, the advertising with the AMSOIL magazine once a month might help, might not, but you don't know until you try, I guess. Instead of making the $20 retail commission day of, you know, cash in your pocket that day, just make the $10 commission and use $10 of their own money that, you know, would have been yours to just lock them in under your account number and, you know, tell them you give it to them for free.
That's an excellent idea. Excellent idea. I think it, if they're game for it, you know, I just kind of have kind of have to be careful. Some customers like, well, I didn't want to sign up for nothing. I just want to buy a product. You know, I don't want to sign up for nothing, you know, and if they're cool with it, say, hey, is it okay? And you get them being cool with it, that's perfect. You know, you've already made your money and they got their product, and you know, it's a win-win for both of you on that. So I would say that's an excellent idea. If you're going to sell, you know, just have it offered for retail and then just automatically take that retail and say, hey, we've got a special deal. You pay this here and then we give you the preferred customer for free or whatever. And then you still made $10 on it, you know?
I've been doing this now, well, I guess about 2 months now, and I have, I think, two preferred customers. I did my first show this weekend with the tent, a lot of product and a lot of signage. And I had talking to a lot of people. It was hot rod show, and I was pushing the Z rod, and a lot of people asking, you know, explaining people what it is, what it does, high in zinc, high, you know, the whole 9 yards. But just couldn't get anybody to go in their pocket and give me that $10 to become a fair customer. Oh, I like to read about it first. I like a little more information. I just couldn't get anybody to give me that $10 to start as a preferred customer. hopefully, you know, they're going to go home and hopefully read about it, and maybe I'll get a call in the near future, but I just couldn't get anybody to pull the trigger day of.
Gotcha, gotcha. Well, and like you say, if you could get them when they're buying the product, you know, and do that, that definitely makes it easier for you because they're registered, they're locked in as a customer. Once they're, and that's the beauty of preferred customer. Once they're locked in, they can't switch to another dealer. They're your customer, no matter where they are in the United States, Canada. They're your customer, you know, of course they can go and buy it at NAPA or whatever. The one problem I would see is if you sold it to them, let's say it was $120 a case in the catalog or whatever, and then you charged them, then you took their $10 registered to them, and then took $10. Well, then how they're going to get the wholesale price? And I said, well, why didn't you give me the wholesale price? You know. I don't know. You'd have to find a way to explain that or something like that. Well, you just took my money and you could have given me a wholesale or something like that. So I don't know if that would be the only problem that I see in that equation. But I think it's a great idea, you know, selling it for retail and just give it.
Well, I mean, you could tell them, you know, the case of oil is $120 or $100 wholesale if you buy it preferred customers. But I'll tell you what, it's a show special. It's $110, and you get the preferred wholesale customer price, you get the PC for
perfect.
Free.
That's what I'd say. Perfect. That would work perfect. That's a good one. Yeah. So, well, congratulations on doing a show. You know, sometimes you got to do a couple of these, especially car show guys. You got to go to the same one a couple times, and that guy will finally come around and oh yeah, I've been waiting for you to come back so I could get signed up. You know, where you couldn't just call me on the phone, dude. But
I'll tell you the quick story. I was there for the first 15 minutes. I'm there. Fellow came up to me, and I was talking to people. A fellow came up, he was probably pushing 80 years old, walked right up, didn't own a car, just walked right up to the tent, said, hey, kid, you got any 100-to-1? I was shocked, you know. I said, yeah, I do, actually. I said, I had the samples, and I had the next size up, like maybe 5 ounces.
Yeah.
How much are you? I think I told him they were like $450 a piece. He said, well, give me 3 of them. Gave me the money and walked away, you know. He must have been 80-something years old, you know.
Oh, wow.
It was strange. Wow. It was just really strange, you know. He just knew what he was talking about.
Excellent. Oh, cool. Well, keep up the good work. There's customers out there wherever we go, so appreciate you doing that. Anybody else got a question on the Preferred Customer Program, a comment or an idea like Chuck had there, something that's worked for you in the past and so forth? Call in now and let me know if you got a question. Okay. Well, it's 30 minutes is a great call. I think the Preferred Customer Program is one of the best ones, and I know for a fact probably one of the main reasons Dave Mann is at the top of the Angel list is because of the Preferred Customer Program. So it definitely works. It works online, works offline, and like I said, it's a great way to stay in touch with the customers. If you get them registered, you know, and get build that customer loyalty, I definitely recommend sending, you know, your thank you cards. Recommend using that as a launching board to get referrals. Send them 2 business cards. I send every one of my preferred customers every Christmas if they pay their $20 to register, $10 to register, they get a calendar from Michael Sparks. They get one. I don't care. They've paid their dues. They're going to get a calendar. So that's another thing there that I do, they stay with me. So use the Preferred Customer Program wisely, and I think you will have success. So
I got one more piece of input. Remember we were talking about eBay a couple weeks back?
Yeah.
I noticed last night I was on eBay, and I searched Anzuil, and I noticed somebody has on there $10 or $20, I forget what it was, but it's, you know, it said dealers want it. Amazon, and they were actually selling dealer, either PCs or dealerships for, you know, $10 or $20. So I don't know if it's real or not through Amazon, but there was somebody on there selling dealerships, you know, $20 dealership, and it tells you about it, you know, no obligations.
Huh. Wow.
I don't know if it's, you know, warranted by Amazon, but it was on there.
Oh, okay. Well, excellent. Well, I appreciate that, Chuck. With that, we'll close. I hope everybody has a great AMSOIL week, and look forward to having you on next week's call, and we'll talk to everyone soon. Okay, good night.
Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.